Blog Talk Radio.
Not the Sabbath yet. Preparation days, we soon enter into the Sabbath. And as we gather here at his welcome table, let us give God the praise because he's worthy to be praised. Let us pray, my dear beloved. Father, we come to you this moment to give you thanks for this preparation day, heading into the Sabbath, in which we want to give you thanks for all the blessings you have restored upon your sons and your daughter. Heavenly Father, as we come to feast upon that new bread from heaven, we are asking you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit within each one of us so that we will accept you, we will trust you, we will have faith in you, we will believe in you, and we will also share your words to all those who we come contact. Lord, we thank you for your law, the commandment that you have given unto us. And Lord, we know it's going to be a test. But Heavenly Father, we are depending upon you. Our desire is to follow and is to serve you. We pray for our family members, our children, our brothers, our sisters, and especially all our brothers and sisters all over the world. We pray that they too, dear Father, will find peace in you. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, the Lord said, where two or three gather together doing the things concerning his will, he is in the midst. And I do know he is in the midst this evening because I know a lot of us will just get sitting and relaxing and waiting until this final moment comes. So, my dear, I am Sister Powell. Sister Carla will be here a little later. And I just thankful that, you know, I can be able to assist, Lord, as a co-host. So God is so good. And my dear beloved, our scripture passage, you know, we know that today is the last day event, you know, prepare for Jesus coming, second coming, and also to know that the law and his commandment that he has given unto us, you know, is something that we should acknowledge that, you know what, that is going to be the test of the end of the world. So we want you all to prepare. And as our dear beloved sister, Sister Carla always put some quote on there. So we're going to read this chapter in Matthew 5, 17 and 19, you heard the Beatitudes. Last night we go on it and we saw what God have done for us. So who would like to read that chapter? And I will just, you know, a little comment on it and then we will start. The scripture passage, Matthew 5, 17 and 19. Right, I'm going to open the line because I know these few people would like to read, and I just open the line. 804-238, your line is open. Can you read the scripture for me, please? Amen. All right. Okay. 518-482. Can you read the scripture for me? Matthew 5, 17 to 19. Your line is open. 518-482. Your line is open.
Sorry.
How has your life changed since you've been in this ministry in Walmart? Because the name of this ministry is an unusual name called Character Building for Eternity. That's the name that I know that God gave this ministry. Because one day, my wife said,
yeah, your line is not clear. Can you check your phone for me? It's bumbling.
Did you open my line, Sister Papa?
Yes, your line is open.
Okay, I'm going to read Matthew 5. Read from where?
From 17 to 19.
Okay, I'll read. Think not. Father in heaven, we thank you for this wonderful privilege we have of reading your word. And as we read your scriptures here this evening on this, your holy beginning of your holy hours, we pray, Lord, that you will bless our hearts, that we will be, you may be able to understand what we are reading and to put it into practice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever, therefore, shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Up to 19.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes, my dear. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for reading that favorite, that scripture. And 20 said, for I say unto you, that accept your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall be no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. My dear beloved, this is God's word. And he said here, Jesus understood why I have come, right? Don't misunderstand why I have come. Who is talking there? Jesus. I did not come to abolish the law of Moses or the writing of the prophets, nor I came to accomplish their purpose. I tell you the truth until heaven, what we just read, and earth disappear. And even the smallest details of God's law will disappear until its purpose is achieved. So if you ignore the least commandment and teach others to do the same, you will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But anyone who obeys the law and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Reflection. Some of those in the crowd were experts of telling others what to do. But they missed the central point of God's law themselves. Jesus made it clear, however, that obeying God's law is more important than explaining them. It's much easier to study God's law and tell others to obey them than to put them into practice. How are we doing at obeying God's law? God's yourself. My dear, this is a question and answer for each one of us. We saw how important, right? We heard a lot of things, a lot of people saying God's law is done away with. We are in the New Testament and we don't have to carry it. And by grace, and we heard all quality things is talking around and passing. But we do know that God gave us that law, right? Not Moses. Right? And we know what he is doing in the most holy sanctuary right now. And I will just say it, my dear beloved, let us be obedient. You know, it also says the same reflection in the chapter that we just read, really. You have heard that our ancestors were told, you must not murder. If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment. But I say, if you are even angry with anyone, you are subject to judgment. And if you call someone an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court, right? And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fire of hell. So all these instructions is good for us, my dear beloved. And I just want to thank God that he has given us the word, right? And it continues in Matthew 5, 21, 22. We can just read these things. And, you know, it will help us to build our character and also to be obedient, to believe what God said in his word, and also pray and ask God to help us, so that we will be obedient servant to the law that you have given unto us. And we know that the law, one of the main thing is the Sabbath, right? And the Sabbath started, the true Sabbath rest restored. And it said on Friday, let the preparation for the Sabbath. So we all have to be prepared, making preparation for the Sabbath, and be completed before the sunset, be that all the clothing is in readiness, you hear, and all the cooking is done. The Sabbath is not to be given to the repairing of garments, to the cooking of food, to pleasure seeking, or to any other worldly employment. Before the setting of the sun, let all secular work lay aside, and all secular papers be put out of sight. Parents, explain your work and it's your purpose to your children, and propose to your children and let them share in your preparation to keep the Sabbath according to the commandment. OFC 64, paragraph 5. There is another work that should receive attention to the preparation day. And on this day, all differences between brethren, whether is in the family or in the church, should be put away. Let all bitterness and wrath and malice be expelled from the soul in a humble spirit, and confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. So beautiful, these wonderful promises and command to us, you know, is just great. So I just want to thank God this preparation evening as we are preparing for the Sabbath to come in. And this is the time, my dear beloved, I'm going to open the line. So all who is on the line who would like to share, you know, and give praises for what God has done for them during the week. And now as we sit to listen to his blessings, and to share his blessings to others, we are going to now open the line. Welcome back to our Sabbath evening line on Advent Light. My dear beloved, we just want to welcome those from Netherlands. We want to welcome those from Canada. We want to welcome those from Japan. We want to welcome those from Tennessee, Texas, Maryland, New York City, Jamaica, and all over, right? We are asking you as we fellowship together, let us give God the praise and just be thankful that he has set aside this wonderful Sabbath for us so that we can come to worship and to fellowship with one another. Thank you, my dear beloved. I'm going to open the line now. You know, with that you guys have access of, you know, sharing about the goodness of God to each and every one of us. All right? So 518-482, your line is open.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. The best day of the week is here. The seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. I'm going to sing this song 470, Thy Holy Sabbath, Lord. Thy people hail with joy. And while we wait to hear the word, thy word, let praise our hearts employ. I'm reading the words. With sweet delight the day that thou hast called thine own. We hail and all our homage pay to thine exalted throne. Oh, may thy saints be blessed. Assist us while we pray. May we enjoy a holy rest and keep the sacred day. When Sabbath's here shall end and from this earth we move, may we an endless Sabbath spend in heavenly courts above. And I think that's a very, very, very nice song for us to begin the Sabbath with. So I'm going to say, I don't know if we noticed, Sister Powell, 469, Welcome Day of Sweet Repose. I'm going to sing that one. Welcome
what
Day
number, what number?
469. I don't know if you... It's a different hymn book. Welcome Day of Sweet Repose.
No. All right,
go. You can go ahead. Okay, let me go ahead. Welcome Day of Sweet Repose. Blessed be thy sacred. No. May we trust the Lord who knows all our weak and failing powers. Welcome Day of Sweet Repose. Blessed be thy sacred hours. We will trust the one who knows all our weak and failing powers. Welcome Day, blessed by our Lord. Joy shall cease and anxious care. Day commanded by his word. Day for song and praise and prayer. Welcome Day, our Savior kept, keeping wrought our righteousness. Day through Christians years we dance, day of the days his name to bless. Yes, so those are the Sabbath songs that we sing to invite God's presence with us to begin the Sabbath. And this one that I was calling, Thy Holy Sabbath, Lord, Thy people hail with joy. The Sabbath should be, we should be happy, being a happy spirit, being a happy mood when the Sabbath comes around, because we should have all our work finished and just sit down waiting for God to bless us on these holy hours. We should read God's word, sit down, and ask God to open our hearts, our minds, so that we can receive his word, so that at the end of the Sabbath, we would be so blessed. We would have so much blessings to take over into the other week, and we wouldn't have to be fretting and going through all kinds of stress, because God has given us the power. He has given us understanding to understand that the things of this world that we have to go through, we have to go through them, because it's not an easy road, the song says. It's not an easy road to travel. And nobody is going to go to God's kingdom sitting down in a rocking chair. We have to work. We have to work until Jesus comes. Yes, we have to work for him. And we have, you know, I know he's Lord of the Sabbath, right? He's Lord of the Sabbath. And each Sabbath day, as we come to worship him, we should be expecting a blessing from God. God is going to bless us abundantly, but we have to open our hearts, my dear brothers and sisters, to receive Christ. It's a peaceful day. And it is very, God bless that day. So when we come expecting, right? We come to worship God expecting to have a blessing from him. So I'm going to sing this other song. Another 6 days work is done. Another Sabbath is here. If we are not ready, it is here, right? And we should be ready, because God gave us how many days? 6 days. 6 days to work and play. The seventh is for Jesus. That is what we teach our children. Another 6 days work is done. Another Sabbath is begun. Return my soul and joy the rest. Improve the day that God has blessed. Come bless the Lord whose love assigns so sweet a rest to weary minds. A blessed antepast is given on this day more than on the seven. Oh, that our thoughts and thanks may rise as grateful incense to the skies, and draw from Christ that sweet report, which none but he who feels it knows. And the last verse is, this heavenly calm with indifference is the blessed pledge of glorious rest. With for the church of God remains the end of cares, the end of pain. Amen.
Amen. Thank praise God.
I will
praise
open
God.
My line. I could praise the Lord all day. I
praise
love to
God.
Sing. Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Cantinelli, for joining us, and thank you for those wonderful songs. You know, these songs bring back memory of my aunt, you know, many years, you know, while they were alive. And these were the songs when it come on Friday evening. They would sit down and they would sing all those little songs. And I'm telling you, nothing we can do more than follow, you know, what the Lord wants us to do. You know, when Sabbath come, when preparation come, we can finish our work and we can just relax and, you know, just give him the praise. So I just want to thank you, Sister Cantinelli, for coming and joining and also reading and giving us, you know, encouraging us, because, you know, what each one teach other one, you know. We are not an island on our own, so we are learning a lot from each one of you guys on the line. Thank God. 225-327, your line is
open. Sister Power, can you please pass me? I'm waiting on Ray to put something in the house, and I'll come back on. Amen?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Sister Sister Carla. 5423, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Good evening, Sister Powell. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. That was a beautiful song, Sister Consonelli, and it's just a joy to hear these Sabbath songs, sung on the Sabbath. And, you know, much of us are not singers, and talents in other means and ways, and it's just good for you to praise the Lord with your songs and gifts. So, amen. So, I would like to share. I will be reading from, this is The Desire of Ages. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
This is The Desire of Ages, chapter 21. It says, Jesus stated to them that the work of relieving the afflicted was in harmony with the Sabbath law. It was in harmony with the work of God's angels, who are ever descending and ascending between heaven and earth to minister to suffering humanity. Jesus declared, "My Father's work hitherto, and I work. All days are God's in which to carry out his plan for the human race. If the Jews' interpretation of the law was correct, then Jehovah was at fault, whose work has quickened and upheld every living thing since first he laid the foundation of. Then he who pronounced his work good and instructed the Sabbath to commemorate its completion must put a period to his work and stop the never-ending routine of the universe. Should God forbid the sun to perform its office upon the Sabbath, cut off its gentle ray from warming the earth and nourishing vegetation, must the system of worlds stand still through that holy day? Should he command the brooks to stay from watering the fields and forests and bid the waves of the sea still their careless ebbing and flowing? Must the wheat and corn stop growing and the ripening cluster spur its purple blossom? Must the trees and flowers put forth no buds nor blossom on the Sabbath?" Wow, praise the Lord. So we see there on the Sabbath, works are still continually. These are works that things are still growing and ripening. The world is still going around the axle. The water is still running. And just like for us, we should be still doing God's work, doing good. Coming together, worshiping, praying, encouraging each other, praying for each other. Those are good works that God wants us to continue. Even growing, we are growing. There's a work that's being done in our heart. And I was listening to a message about ambitious, worldly ambition, and how Satan had that in his heart to be better than God. And also the disciple at one time, they had the worldly ambitious, you know, and these ambition is not good. In the sight of God, we have to humble ourselves and be as Jesus. He was meek and humble, and he was gentle and loving with those that was in the wrong. So may the Lord help us to continue to be steadfast and to do the work that he has called us to do. And all of us, we have our work to do. So praise the Lord for this holy preparation day. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for that reading, right? And as you mentioned, we all have a work to do. And we can't put off that work that we have to do for tomorrow. We have to start now. So we thank God for those encouraging word, promises, and, you know, command that he had given unto us. And if we do follow, if we all follow, to be obedient with him, we do know that all the Sabbath rest won't be a burden to us, but it will be joy. It will bring joy in our heart when the Sabbath appear and how we should be fellowshipping with one another. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all for coming, for joining us. And we are asking you, please, if you want to give some praise, tell some what God has done for you all throughout the 6 days. And now we are here, you know, rejoicing and sharing the goodness of him, so you can press number one. But I will continue as we were reading about Jesus and the law. You know, we know that Jesus is always there for us, and he had pointed out to us the law, the commandment, the Ten Commandments, what we should follow. And it said here is in reflection as we was reading a while ago, Matthew 5. We are still in Matthew 5, 17, 19. We read it and we read, right? Matthew 5, 21 to 23. It said, when Jesus said, but I say, he was not doing away with the law. No time that Jesus told anyone that he had done the law have been done away with. The law or adding his own belief. Rather, he was giving a fuller understanding of why God made the law in the first place. For example, Moses said, you must not murder, and that we found that in Exodus 20:13. And Jesus taught that we should not even become hungry, my dear beloved, enough to murder. So Jesus doesn't even want us to be hungry. So right now, if we are on the line and we're angry with someone, our brother, our children, our sister, you know, Jesus said, Lord, if we do pray, he's not going to hear us. So he wants us to make things right, you know. So that is what he desires of us, right? He should not even be angry enough to murder, for then we have already committed murder in our heart. Right, so angry also will bring us to a point of that we are doing murder to our brothers and sisters. The Pharisees read this law and not having literally had obeyed, literally murdered anyone, felt that they had obeyed it, yet they were hungry enough with Jesus and that they would soon plot to kill him. You see what happened? They were so angry with Jesus, and that's why they had a plot with the death of our father, right? He said, though they would not do the dirty work themselves, we miss the intent of God's word when we read his rule for living without trying to understand why we made them. When do you keep God's rule, but close your eyes to do intent? So, my dear beloved, the Lord is telling us that, you know, we cannot be hungry with our brothers and sisters. And we have to really read and ask the Lord to help us to understand his word, and also to help us that we will be able to put everything to him. Right, and depend and trust that he is able to do all things. So I am going to open this line, my dear beloved. Right, it seems like I have to open line up. 843-206, your line is open.
Hi, Sister Powell. Happy Sabbath to all of my beloved brothers and sisters. I pray that everyone is doing well, and I'm just so grateful to be here. I'm praising the Lord and thanking him for another precious day of life because he is so worthy to be praised. I thank him for bringing us to another week. Thank him, sound. God is so good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I just want to give him thanks because he takes good care of us. He provides our every need according to his riches and glory to Christ Jesus. And this is Sister Tanika from Pennsylvania. Oh, I'm getting mixed up. This is Sister Tanika from Florida. I'm sorry. And I do have a scripture I'd like to read, taken from Psalm 93. verses 1 through 5. And it says, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also established that it cannot be moved. And verse 2 says, thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. Verse 4 says, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Verse 5 says, the testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever and ever. So I'm just so grateful to be here this evening with my beloved brothers and sisters. I do have a song to sing, but if there's not enough time, then maybe I can sing it later on. Sister Powell, is that okay?
Yes, you can sing. You can sing a song, Sister Tamiko. You can sing a song.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Amen. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So lovely the world that he gave us his son, who yielded a promise for, who yielded his life for us, famine and sin. And those found the life came that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God, the willingness of sender, who truly believes that moment from Jesus, the pardon received. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus, the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus, the Son. The purer and higher and greater will be the wonder I'll transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, praise things he has done. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for singing Great Things He Hath Done. When our Father do great things for us, my dear beloved, and especially tonight is the Sabbath evening, this is a time that we should come forward to give him the praise, you know, and to thank him for everything that he has done. So we're going to open this line, 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this week. Thank him for his blessings and his love. I just want to read a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for your blessing us with precious friends and family. Help us meet their needs when they arise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And
amen.
Thank the Lord, because we was on a mission and we did this already when y'all came to Louisiana. So that was the prayer when we went out there and met the people on the streets. So I said, thank you, Jesus. That's what we did. And we still have some to meet when Sister Leola sent me some more books. I have to do some here when I go to the hospital to have my checkup. She's going to send me some books. So I thank the Lord for that. And I thank the Lord, and I thank my sisters for all them beautiful songs they sung. And God bless them with the voice. One day I'm going to try and see, can I sing something? I left my songbook is in my storage. I forgot it. And I just thank God for giving me this strength this afternoon, picking me up. And I'm feeling better. So y'all just keep me in my prayer, my family in prayer. They're just burying my nephew in the morning. And we have another member, her cousin, and our family just died yesterday. So family in prayer. And I just ask for prayer for it being like church. Family on and off the prayer line and all those missing members, and pray for the sick, the homeless, the nursing home, the hospital, and the jail, and pray for all the other facilities that opened in God's name, and just keep everyone else in prayer. Amen. Brother John.
Amen.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Louisiana. Say hello to my brothers and sisters and my prayer line family. And just want to thank God and give him the praise as always. And just thanking that he's so mighty and it's so good to be praised and he's worthy. And as he show us the way and guide us, like our guiding light, you know, and like it's always never forget. Yep, and sisters and brothers came to visit, and we all got together and we shared love and a wonderful time, you know, with giving books to read and learn from, and giving some food and gave them water and just took care of them and all that. You know, the people walk up and shared the word with them. You know, we are blessed, and we was sharing blessings with them, you know, with others, and they walked away feeling even, you know, feeling good and everything, you know. And it was just a wonderful time, and we was able to be there, and like my sister Leola said, okay, the sun's coming right now. So we gathered up everything and right on time. We all teamed up, you know, all of us, just like a family. We got together, we teamed up and we took the tent down and everything, and right on time, you know. As soon as we finished, the rain came and we was able to get in the cars. But like I said, the sisters and the brothers went back out later on, so we kept going, you know. They went back later on that day, so it's like I say, you know, nothing can stop the will of God. So I just want to share that. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thanks you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, rejoicing, sharing the word. You know, when we get the word, when we feed upon the word, Brother John and Sister Brenda, we cannot keep it to ourselves. We have to go out and share it. And I do know, I saw the joy in your face and Sister Brenda's face, and we were all joyful out there in doing God's work. And we just thank God. And my dear beloved, let us not wait so long for us to really go out. We may not be able to go out like how we go out in that group, but wherever you go, each one of us, you know, in our little community, our neighbors at the store, anywhere we go, you know, we can share a book, we can share the love of Christ, you know, and just be joyful out there, because there is no other time. Our brothers and sisters out there need someone for just a good comforting word, you know, to lift their spirit up, you know, and to encourage them. So I just want to thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for the prayer, and Brother John for those encouraged praise report, you know. And I do know you have what we said, dear Brother John and Sister Brenda, Sister Leola. Oh, boy, you cannot catch up with her. You know, she is dear, and she loves, you know, to minister to those, you know. And my dear beloved, while I am here, I'm telling you, I do some rounds with Sister Leola, especially in those stores, especially Costco, and some, I always say to her, it seems like you are a shareholder in Costco and some. Everyone know her in Costco, and also they know her in some, you know, and she's sharing the word. So we just have to pray for each other, one another, so that, you know, that the Holy Spirit will allow these tracts and books that reach into our hands of our brothers and sisters who is out there, that their heart will be touched and moved and worship God in spirit and in truth. So I just want to thank you for also sharing. And yes, my dear beloved, we welcome everyone tonight at the Sabbath rest, you know, and we are asking our brothers and sisters, if you're on the line, we are asking you to just share. I'm going to open this line before we go into prayer. 225-337, your line is open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I just wanted to share a little reading here. It's so powerful. I was reading over some of this from Maranatha, and I just want to share because I came in contact with a gentleman at the car dealership where I was having my car worked on, and the gentleman let me know as he was sharing the word of God with one of his coworkers. And when I walked up to give the coworker a literature, told the coworker, say, tell her, I've been telling you the word of God, huh? And he said, oh, yeah. And he said, ma'am, do you know the papacy own a third of the world? I said, yes, sir, I do know. I said, he don't own a third. He own all the world. So I just want to read this right quick. Just about if I have time, I'm just going to share this. And it says, the world against God's people. The dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimonies of Jesus Christ. That's in Revelation 12:17. It says, our people have been regarded as too insignificant to be worthy of notice. But a change will come. The Christian world is now making movement which will necessarily bring commandment-keeping people into proeminence, it means noticeable. The whole world is to be stirred with enmity against Seventh-day Adventists because they will not yield homage to the papacy by honoring Sunday, the institution of the anti-Christian power. It is the purpose of Satan to cause them to be blotted from the earth in order that his superior of the world may not be disputed. And I want to read another paragraph. Every position of truth taken by our people will bear the criticism of the great minds. The highest of the world, great men, will be brought in contact with truth. And therefore, every position we take should be critical, examined, and tested by the scriptures. Now, We seem to be unnoticed, but this will not always be moment or at work, moment movement or at work to bring us to the front. And if our theory of truth can be picked to pieces by historian or world greatest men, it will be done. We must individually know for ourselves what is true and to be prepared to give a reason of hope that we have with meekness and fear, not in a proud or boasting or sufficient or self-sufficient, but with the Spirit of Christ. We are nearing the time when we shall stand individual alone to answer for our beliefs. We shall be attacked on every point. We shall be tried to the utmost. We do not want to hold our faith simple because it was handed down to us by our fathers. Such a faith will not stand the terrible test that is before us. We want to know why we are Seventh-day Adventists, what real reason we have to, for the coming out of the world as separate and distinct people. I got one more paragraph. It's powerful. The power of darkness will open their barriers upon us, and all who are indifferent or careless, who have set their affection, and all who are indifferent and careless. Let me get back on my line. Sorry about that. Who are set their affection on their earthly treasures, who have not cared to understand God's dealing with his people, will be ready victims. No power but knowledge of truth as it is in Jesus will ever make us steadfast. But with this one may chase 1,000 to and 2,000 put 10,000 to flight. So sisters and brothers, you can go back and read that July 28th in Maranatha. Amen. The world against God's people. Amen. Sister Powell, I just want to thank God for reading this because we see how God is changing and touching the hearts of unbelievers. This man was a Catholic and he is preaching some powerful information. So let's keep him in prayer. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
Amen. 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 Yes, my dear beloved Sister Leola, thank you for that reading and really sharing. You are testifying. You are sharing, doing evangelism with that man. And he was also sharing the goodness of God with his co-worker. And also, my dear, God wants us, right, to settle in the truth. What is the truth? We as the remnant people have to know what you got it. Beloved, I wish above you prosper and be in good health. And he also said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children settle in the truth. So Sister Leila, just read the quote a while, the word that God wants us to settle in the truth. And I do want you, each one of us on this line, if somebody come and you are sharing that with them, ask them, what, and they ask you that question, what is the truth? What you would tell them, right? Right? We know that the truth is the second coming of Jesus Christ, right? We know that when Jesus comes, his foot won't be touching the earth, right? We also know that. We know the truth that Jesus is warning us not to take the mark of the beast, right? And we know we are not here having the mark of the beast now, right? We should know that that's not true. We don't have it. But when it comes by law from the country and everybody just following that law, you know, we know that. So we are asking our brothers and sisters, when we read, you know, these wonderful promises and that God has given unto us, actually, let us pray and ask the Lord to really help us that we will have that your understanding that when people ask me these questions, we will be able to answer. What is the truth? The 7 day Sabbath, right? God commandment said we must remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And we know that truth is the one that they are fighting about and said it have been changed. So we just want to thank God for the word that God have been giving us, right? And thank you again to be patient waiting on us, you know, and I'm so happy I saw some hands up, right? So I will open this line. By 1-8. What is happening here? My dear beloved, I got stuck on my thing not opening. Just hold on a little. Okay, this thing was slow. Just hold on a little bit. Okay, 518-650. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York. I would like to sing my song. Holy Sabbath day of rest, by your master richly blessed, God created and divine, set aside for holy time. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be, throughout all eternity. Seek not pleasures of this earth, with its follies, noise, and mirth. There are better things in store, over on the other shore. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be, throughout all eternity. As the Sabbath joy at dawn, brighter eve at set of sun, Christian, O souls, then should meet, sing and pray at Jesus' feet. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by your God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be, throughout all eternity. Asking him for saving grace, all the victory in the race, and to help us by his power, to keep holy every hour. Yes, the holy Sabbath rest, by our God divinely blessed, it to us a sign shall be, throughout all eternity. And I'm going to read Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thine gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Holy Sabbath day of rest. By your God divinely blessed, God created and divine the holy Sabbath. He sanctified it, cleanse it, set it apart as a holy day of rest. Father, please help us, O God, to keep your Sabbath holy. 6 days shall thou labor and all thy do all thy work, but the seventh day is your holy Sabbath. God, there is nothing we can do on our own. Sometimes we want to do everything that we do in the week. The Sabbath is your day. We are to keep it. Study your word, pray, give your thanks for all your many, many blessings, O God, because you have kept us throughout the 6 days of toil and labor, and you'll help us to see the Sabbath day. So, Father, help us, oh God. Help us and worthy though we be, God. You love us and you want all of us to come to repentance. Oh God, you see all of us on this line this evening, oh God, along with our families. We are asking you, God, to take full control of us. Into your hand we give ourselves. Make us into what you want us to be. Oh God, at times we feel like there's no hope. But Almighty God, if we trust in you and give our all in all to you, Lord, there's hope. There's hope in King Jesus. There's hope in the Lord. Oh God, have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness, Lord. According unto the multitude of your tender mercy, blot out all our iniquities and forgive us of our sins, O God. Anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Create in us clean heart and renew right spirit within us. God, cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation, dear God, and uphold us with your free spirit. God, give us into your hand, we commit ourselves. Touch every member of our body. Heal every member of our body, O God. Rebuke, remove, and destroy every attack, every sin from us, so that we may come to righteousness, O God, to receive your anointing. Because without a clean vessel, O God, there is no clean life. Father God, hear our prayer this evening, Lord, and take full control of us. Have your way and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heal the sick, O God, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. There is nothing too hard for you. Lord, with you all things are possible. You sit high and you look low. You see everything that is going on. With every mother this evening, every father, every child, all over the world in diverse places. So many people know you and so many do not know you. But, oh God, please, Jesus. Please, Lord, have mercy. Lead the way, guide the way, Lord. Keep your people. And, Lord, cover your people under your blood. Take full control and let everything be done, Lord. And to your will. We want to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. So, Father, forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us to draw closer and closer to you. Because, Lord, the time is fast. We're approaching. You soon will come to take your faithful and chosen people to where you are. Oh, God, you said in John 14, verse 1 to 3, we must let not our heart be troubled. We must believe in you. Because in our Father's house are many mansions, O God. You're gone to prepare a place for us, and you will come back and receive us unto yourself, that where you are, we may be there also. So, Father, help us, O God. Help us take away sin, O God. Sin is the transgression of the law. Sin, O God, taking control of your people. Father God, remember us this evening. Remember us this evening, God. We ask you for help this evening because we need you and no one else but you. So, Lord, as I pray and I give you thanks for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, and what you continue to do. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving, I pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Continent. Sister Barnaby, for coming, singing, reading, and your scripture. God is good. You know, we just have to give him all the praise. And the Sabbath day of rest is very important to each one of us. And also the scripture passage, the scripture that was read a while ago. You know, God wants us to be obedient with his command. So I just want to thank. I am asking if Sister Carla is there with the speaker, you know, who is speaking tonight. The speaker is there. Can you press number one that I will know that you are on the line? I'm going to open this last night. I'm asking, please, to allow my brethren to be a little brief.
Mm-hmm.
I am 877-505. Your line is open. Our speaker's on the line, so we're asking you please to be brief.
Amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I like to praise God because God is good. He's merciful. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Power, Sister Power, I'm praying. Sister Power, my prayer request is to pray for my mother. My prayer request is to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. And Sister Powell, do not forget to lift up Bay Cove in prayer that you guys will come. Sister Powell, the men will preach. Sister Powell, you remember Sister Stephanie saying on the line, the men will preach. I hope Brother Ricardo make it too. I hope Brother Ricardo make it on the come make it too. I Bay Cove that Sister Powell, he will come preach too. Come preach to the people of the Lord. I don't know, can Brother Ricardo read Colossians 3:12-16. Brother Ricardo, may God bless you with your ministry. We praying for you that God will make you come to Bay Cove and come preach the gospel message because Brother Keon say amen. Just like Sister Bow say amen. Sister Bow, I hope
amen.
Sister D'Amico make it to and everyone understands. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved brother Eli. God is good. God is great. He is going to work it out. You know, we just have to leave it in the hands of the Lord. And as Brother Eli, passion, right, is for us to come to Boston. And we are praying that God will pour out his blessings upon Boston so that, you know what, we just not only just come in, that people will be there to receive us. So we will be having that in prayer, Brother Eli, right? And we are showing it out to our brothers and sisters on this line. And also you are tagging Brother Ricardo. You know, we all would like to visit Boston. So we're going to have a word of prayer, and then the next voice you will hear, my dear beloved, is our dear beloved brother Ricardo, and we are asking you all to get your notebook, your pen, and your tablet, and also your Bible, King James Version, so that you can take notes. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come again this moment to give you thanks and praise for the blessed Sabbath day that soon be here. You are so good. You are so great. We thank you that you are reminding us for us to remember the Sabbath day and for us to worship in spirit and in truth. And as all of us come on this line tonight and to pour out our heart to you and give you thanks for all what you have done for us in the 6 days. And now as we come and join you, Lord, at the welcome table to feast of that fresh bread from heaven, we ask you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon us. We lift up our manservant to you, Brother Ricardo. Father, touch his lip that he will present the word, Lord Jesus, the word that we need, the word that our heart needs to hear from you. We need to hear from you, Lord, so that we will be filled and also not only hear of the word, but also do of the word. We ask you to bless each one of us on this line. You have heard their cry, their requests. You know the desire of each one of us heart. And Lord, we are asking you to let your will be done. And as we come boldly to the throne room of grace, allow us, Lord, to be obedient servants, to go and share your words out there. Your truth, Lord, and there are so much truth, Lord Jesus, that we have to share that the world doesn't know. But as you gave us the message, help us to be obedient. Each one of us, Lord, can share. So we thank you that you have given us the opportunity that we can come to search and to dig deep in your word. Bless us this day and help us to be faithful. Thank you for every brothers and sister who joined with us tonight. And we ask you, Lord, to help us. Help us. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all our many sins. And cover us, please, Lord, with your robe of righteousness in Christ Jesus. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, this is the time that we are all waiting for, our speaker. So the next voice you will hear is Brother Ricardo, 610-704. Your line is open.
Amen. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Thank you so much, my sister, for opening my line.
Amen. Amen.
Right, amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Take us through another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. I was away from you guys for 2 weeks. I know I'm back. Thank God for journeying mercy. And as we're going to look back on the man in the mirror, I'm not going to go too long, but we're just going to keep it sweet and to the point. But before we go into the man in the mirror, we'll just go right into it. Father in heaven, we ask you to forgive me of my many sins. There's nothing in me. There's nothing good in me. You give me the privilege to speak on your behalf to your people. I pray that, Lord, I will be clear and everyone will get an understanding through your word. Help my brothers and sisters, oh God, on this prayer line. If we are not spending time in the word of God, we're going to always be in trouble with Satan. Lord, because you tell us that when Satan come up against us as a flood, you will raise up a standard against him. The standard is your word, oh God. And I pray that you will give my brothers and sisters on this prayer line a desire, a hunger, and a longing for your word, oh God. Your word, oh God, is our defense. Your word is our shield, oh God. Your word is the hammer that's going to protect us from the wiles, from the destruction, from the temptation, from all of the things that Satan is trying to bring up on your people, oh God. I pray for Advent Light at this moment. I pray for everyone on this prayer line. I pray, oh God, that you will touch my brothers and sisters, that you will attend to their needs, oh God. Lord, you said, oh God, all of my brothers and sisters, their prayer requests, if they want their prayer requests to answer, Lord, you say we must seek first the things of God, the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto us. Lord, you know, my brothers and sisters, the flesh is weak. But Lord, I pray that they will study. I pray that you give them a hunger and a longing for your word. A desire, oh God, it comes with sacrifice. It comes with determination. It comes with discipline to sit down around the table, to meditate, to read, and to study. Some of us say we don't know how to study. I was once there, Lord, and I said, Lord, teach me. And your Holy Spirit continually teach me today and help me to remain humble. As we go into your word, grant us now, each and every one of us, your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, beloved, go with me. Amen. Go with me to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. 3. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. It's read, for if a man ticketh himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. So, beloved, we know that there is nothing good in you and I. Even our very work that we do, the very things that we do for Christ on a daily basis, it is filthy. The Bible says, if any man think himself to be something, I am nothing. We are nothing, beloved. But let us all humble ourselves on this preparation day. Let us humble ourselves and say, Lord, even though I may be in the faith all these years, I am still nothing, oh God. We may come thus far, Advent Light, but it is not you who carry yourself this far. And even some of us on this journey, we're still struggling. We're still limping. We're still dragging our feet. But this evening, beloved, I pray and encourage you in the power and the might of the Lord, that you will steadfast, that you will keep your eyes on Christ, that you will put down everything, down the bill, shut down the yard, shut down the plate washing and everything, and get your undivided attention in the word of God. Don't just hear me. But, beloved, I want you to look on the word. Jeremiah said, "Thy word was found, and I did eat them." How do you eat the word of God? By you read it. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, Advent Life. So, Advent Life, I want you to read the word of God in your mind, and sometimes read it out. Because when you read out the word of God verbally, the Bible said, Advent Life, brothers and sisters, faith come by hearing. In these last days, we see the draconian laws that they are putting in place, beloved. We are told that America, we repudiate all of our constitution. And we see, beloved, they are putting laws in place, beloved, that the gospel is difficult to preach in these last days, beloved. And we are God's people, Advent Life. We are waiting our time. We are sleeping like the disciples are sleeping. People represent a sleeping church. Beloved, we need to awake in these last days and go on our knees and cry out and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Give me a desire. Give me a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. Give me a longing to hear and to read and to steadfast upon your word. Beloved, Advent Life, Jesus Christ wants to do great and marvelous things in our life. Jesus wants to use us. He has a ministry for us, beloved, and many of us, beloved, we are burying our gifts, burying our talents all these years, and Jesus wants to give us the gift of prayer. When we pray for others, people can be healed, the sick can recover, the dead rise in Jesus' name, Advent Life. We need to wake up. It's all high time, beloved. We need to wake up. The time is coming. We cannot come on this prayer line anymore. What are you going to do, Lord have mercy? It's not the time, beloved, folks. We must be sorry for ourselves. Jesus come and to die for us. He's the one that died for us. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. By beholding Advent Life, you will be changed. We are nothing without him. Jesus said, Advent Life, you cannot do anything without me. Throughout the week, beloved, we have difficulties. Misery, beloved. No peace, no joy. Question, how many hours you give Christ short this week? How many hours you give him throughout the day? How many times you pray Advent Life? How many times you beat down heaven's door? How many times you cry, the Lord, save me? How many times Advent Life you give Jesus Christ throughout this week? How many hours you give him? Get up in the morning, in the evening, in the night. Go about our worldly business. Beloved, Jesus Christ is the one that wakes you and I up to give us strength so we can go out to gain wealth. Jesus, beloved, time you give unto him. We are robbing him. Can a man rob God? Not only in time. We have robbed him with our personal time. We have robbed him not spending quality time in his word. We have robbed him not communion with him. We have robbed him going to others to tell others our problem. We have robbed him not going on down on our knees and say, Lord, have mercy. This is my case, oh Lord. We have robbed him of our precious time. The time that Christ come down, God stooped so low, dirt he become, beloved, for you and I. Thus we are, and thus we shall return. Jesus come, become a dust for you, the God who created the heavens and earth. Love us so much, stoop so low, beloved. Rich and of all everything in heaven, beloved. Stoop low as the lowest, beloved. He was born in a manger, beloved, with donkey and horse and pigs and sheep, doodle and dung, filthy place, beloved. Jesus Christ come for you and I. Nothing good in us. If any one of us think that we are something, we are nothing. We deceive ourselves. We deceive ourselves, not running to Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Advent Life. He loves you. He cares for you. Why don't you call unto him? Why don't you give him your hand? Put your hand in Jesus and change in hand. Now is the time of all time that we need to go back to the time of prayer, the time of the true doctrine of the word of God. Let us move on. The law of God is like a mirror that shows us our behavior, our actions, our thoughts, etc. Go one more step with me, beloved. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. The Bible says, examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Notice, beloved, the Bible is being specific. The Bible says you must what? I must what? Prove myself. It's not no time for me, you to look at your children, looking at your husband, looking at your neighbor, looking at your pastor. No, the Bible says examine yourself. And the Bible says prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves? So that Jesus Christ is in you? Beloved, when we are proving ourselves, do some self-evaluation, self-examination. Are we at the faith or are we disqualified? When we are examining ourselves, how much time you spend with Christ throughout the week? How much time you pray? Are you distracted with the thing, work on everything and all these things? You go through the day, you feel like something is missing. Yes, the presence of God is missing. Examine yourself, Advent Life. Whether ye be in the faith, prove your own self. Know ye not your own self? So that Jesus Christ is in you. Except if Jesus Christ is not in us, beloved. Listen now. This is a warning. Caution. Take caution. Except ye be reprobate. What? So when we are examining ourselves, when we are proving ourselves to see if we are of the faith or we're disqualified, or to see if Jesus is in us. If Jesus is not in us, the Bible is saying, except you be reprobate. What does that word reprobate? We're going to look for this word. Go with me to Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Romans chapter 1. Beloved, we must cast down thoughts, imagination that bombarded the mind on a daily basis. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapon of our warfare, Paul, for the weapon of our warfare. What is this weapon? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. So the whole armor is our weapon against Satan's fiery dart. Notice the Bible again. I'm quoting, beloved. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. If you are not in the flesh, you are not reprobate. We are examining ourselves. When you look into the mirror, what seest thou? Watch this again. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not what? Carnal, but mighty in God, pulling down what? Strongholds. Hold it right there. When we are meditating and we are doing this on a daily basis, crying out to Christ to cast on imagination, what we are doing, we are asking God to help us on a daily basis in the sins that easily beset us. Why? So we do not have, we will not have a reprobate mind. But when we are careless and we are not focusing on the spiritual things, praying, reading, studying, meditating, affiliate ourselves with like-minded people who can encourage us to uplift our spirit in these last days, if we are not doing this, that means we have a reprobate mind. Go with me now. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Let me go there right quick. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. The Bible says we must examine ourselves and prove ourselves. Know ye not your own self that that Christ Jesus is in you, except ye be reprobate mind. So if Jesus Christ is not in us, that means we have a reprobate mind. And we don't want to have a reprobate mind in these last days. Amen? Because it's going on time, beloved. We are nearing home. Amen? Look at Romans chapter 1. Verse 28. Why the Bible say reprobate? Watch this now. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, hold it right there. What does the Bible say? And even as they did not what? Like to retain God in their knowledge. In other words, you have a conversation, you're making plans, family trips and dreams and goals and your assets and all of these things. But God is not included. What the Bible is saying, you have a reprobate mind. Watch this now. Be with me now. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, watch this now. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. What does this mean? In other words, a parent keep talking to this child, and this child don't want to listen. Go against the parent's rule, and this child thinks, okay, mom and dad, I'm 18 years old. I can do whatever I want to do. When I reach 18, I'm going to go on my own. Well, the parents are well, hit the door. Why the parents do that? Because that child wants to have its own way. Amen? So the parents have to let go of that child with what? Tough love. So this is what God is doing. So God, we don't want to acknowledge God. We don't want to go by his rules and regulation. We want to say, Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, but not my Lord. Lord mean ruler. Lord mean you control my action, my life. Amen? So beloved, so God is saying that if we do not like to retain God in our knowledge, that means he said, I'm going to give you over. And when I give you over, I will not guide you anymore. The Holy Spirit will not be the convictor or reprover of sin so you can repent of your sin. So when you are not doing these things anymore, what? You have a what? A reprobate mind to do those things which are what? Not convenient. And God called those things abomination. Watch this now, beloved. Let us read verse 28 again. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a what? Reprobate mind to do those things which are what? Not convenient, not suffice, not acceptable unto the Lord. Go one more step with me, beloved. Let me give you another example for a reprobate mind. When people have a reprobate mind, what are they going to do? Because remember now, the Bible said God gave them over to a what? Reprobate mind. So when you have a reprobate mind, you're going to do things that is not natural. Go against the grain. Even displease God. Parents, you know your children do some things and it grieve your spirit. It brings even shame and displeasure to you. You have to discipline that child severely, right? Watch this now. Look at this spiritually now. The Bible says God gave them over to our reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So a lot of children and parents, you know they will not do certain things in your presence. They will do it behind your back. Children, we can hide from our parents, but we, beloved, on the physical and spiritual, can we hide from God? No. Watch this now. So let me give you another example of when somebody have a reprobate mind. Go with me to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis, an example of one who have a reprobate mind. Genesis chapter 6. You want to go deep into this, beloved, because I'm showing you, beloved, the Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. Why? You and I, our mind is carnal. So in order for us to not have a carnal mind, we need to have born again what? Experience. Are you with me, beloved? Because if you and I, we are carnal, we will not appreciate spiritual things. When it comes to vesper time, you just sit down, careless, and whatever. But when it comes to physical things, you will watch a movie, you will sit up 5-6 hours, you ain't bucking. But let me somebody start to preach. You go to church, you sleeping on the preacher. What? You know, do you know that this is a violation, it's an insult in God's face, beloved? When you sleep in church, when you sleep even when the word of God is given, you are committing sin. Lord have mercy. We must not do this thing. That's why we need to cry out unto the Lord, save me. I need help. But there is hope, beloved. Don't get discouraged. There is hope. Christ loves you still. Amen. That's what the Bible says. We must examine ourselves. Amen. I'm examining myself, beloved. Sometimes I weep before the porch and the altar. The Lord have mercy on me. I'm not ready. I mean, you're my brothers and sisters, this, but I need help. Clean me up and wash me so I can be whiter than snow. Amen. Let's move on. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 to 12. I'm not going to read all the way to 12, but just get the point. You can read on 12. I'm going to read from verse 5 to maybe 7. Genesis chapter 6, Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, and it's read, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Going to do some correlation again, beloved. Bear with me now. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the what? Earth. We see what is going on today, right? And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination, what is imagination? The thought, right? What people is thinking about, right? Remember now, watch this now. So God saw that the wickedness of man is great in the earth, and every imagination of the thought of his heart was evil continually. Holy stuff. Remember, let us connect Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Remember, the Bible says, and even as they do not like to retain God in their knowledge, remember, knowledge, your thoughts, your conversation, your plans, your action, etc., right? The Bible says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, we do some correlation, line upon line, precept upon precept, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a what? A reprobate mind to do those things which are what? Not convenient. Hold it right there. I'm showing you an example when man don't have the Holy Spirit prompting them towards righteousness, towards repentance, towards a new life. Watch this now. When a man and a woman don't have the Holy Spirit, what they're going to start to do? Watch this now. Listen to what the Bible said. And God saw that the wickedness of who? Of men was great in the earth. What caused this wickedness? What they have? A reprobate mind to do those things which are what? Not convenient. It is not acceptable. Right? Watch this now. Verse 6. Let us read back verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts, holy crap, your thoughts, every imagination of the thoughts is wicked. Notice 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. Notice what the Bible said again. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the what? The flesh. What is flesh? Carnal mind. Mind. Sinful nature. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the what? The flesh. For the weapon of our warfare, what is this weapon? The armor of God. In other words, the word of God is our what? Weapon. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our what? Warfare are what? Not. What? It is not carnal. Sorry. Moving too fast. For the weapon of our, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, pulling down strongholds. So the word of God, when it's in your mind, it will pull down what? Negative thoughts. Pull down thoughts that is not acceptable unto the Lord. Thoughts that go against the knowledge of the word of God. Are you with me? I'm going to cast it on imagination and what? Bringing everyone thought into what? Captivity. Thoughts into what? Captivity. These thoughts need to go into prison to cast down from your mind. Watch this now. Bringing every thought, notice the word thought, into captivity to the obedience of what? Christ. Go back with me to Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 again. Connection. And God saw that the wickedness of what? Man was what? Great in the what? Earth. And that every what? Imagination of the what? Heart. Connection, right? Imagination of the thought of his heart. Heart is dealing with action. Was only evil continually. Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Can you imagine? God looked down on the human family, and he see nothing but pure wickedness, and it grieved God. Can you imagine? I know some of you parents, when that boy giving you a lot of trouble, that boy getting locked up or whatever, you sometimes parents, ladies, mothers, I know you say, I would, Miss Sarah, should we have this boy? I say, this is what God Bible saying to some of us, beloved, to the human family, the Bible says, God repented. I'm sorry I created them. But thank God, God loved so loved the world that he gave. Love gave another chance. Love gave you another opportunity. Love gave you. But will you? Are you willing to receive what love is trying to give unto you and I? A new mind in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you. Let the mind of Christ be in you and I. Advent light, you want to go home? Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Forget about everything. How many years are you on the earth? Why are we still worrying? How many years are we on the earth? Huh? God providing for you from your eyes there at your knees. And now we are grown. And we still don't trust him. What is going on with us? You know why? Because when we're supposed to run into Christ, we are running away from him. So that's why we're not understanding him. That's why some husbands cannot understand the heart of their wife, because they don't want to listen. Why the church full with women? Where are the men? Where are the men, beloved? Where are they? Men with backbone who can uplift and encourage God's people in these last days. Weak knees believers, men in these last days, can even uplift the sisters. Beloved, we are fooling ourselves. Reprobate mind. The man in the mirror. When we look into the mirror, what sees thou? When I look at myself, I see a filthy, wretched, blind, poor, naked. What you see? What do you see? Let us move on, beloved. Beloved, this is deep. This is clear. I was never like this. I remember, beloved, in the past, I always said I would give my life when I am 50 years old. That's how foolish I am. And God did grab a hold of me when I am 21 years of age. And, beloved, I never look back. Yes, I make mistakes. Yes, I fall. But I repent and I say, Lord, strengthen me. Help me. I made a promise to him. I said, Lord, if you deliver me, if you show yourself to me that you are real, that you will give me a chance, I will serve you to the day I die. And one thing with me, beloved, when I make commitment, I am faithful to that commitment. And tell you, beloved, as long as God lives, he give me grace and strength, I will serve him until I die. I will prepare a people. I will not compromise and lower the standard to please men and women. I will not lower the standard for fame or praise or money. Because what God have done for me, beloved. But God show me Advent light. The zeal and this desire I have, no man can take it away from me. For you to stand before the throne of God, to see God, I lifted up. To see a king, beloved, bright on his throne, beloved. For you to see an angel, your guardian angels, beloved, what I experienced. For you to see the sea of glass, beloved, no man can turn me back. For her to see these things. For Christ to show me, beloved, the time is coming when Sister White said that we're going to cry out, beloved. And we're going to be sealed. And we're going to cry out and confess in our sin. See if there is any unconfessed sin. For God to show me that, beloved. Nothing, I pray, by the grace of God, will separate me from that love. Like Paul. We want to experience like that, beloved. When you have an experience like that, beloved, your life is changed. You will never be the same. Yes, you will make mistakes. But your joy and desire and your longing and your everything, all your resource you will put in God's kingdom. And live for Christ. Because he come and to live and die for me and you and I. If you give your life to Jesus, you are an ambassador of heaven. An ambassador, when they go to a different country, they operate, they represent that country. You and I, if we are Christian, we're supposed to represent him, Jesus Christ, in our job, in the supermarket. Even when we're not preaching, beloved, our conduct is representing him. When you don't even open your mouth, dealing with people. Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming, beloved. For me to come in this message, beloved, and believe all of the spirit of prophecy and study for myself, not to wait for a preacher to give me all of the history of this movement. Time, I spend money to get even the books, beloved, books that some of you they even would not even buy. To get all of the medical books, beloved, the health books, to edify myself so I can help others. Doing all of these things, beloved, years I'm doing it, beloved. As a babe, heating, storing up, putting subjects together, lessons together, beloved. Not knowing that God is saying that I'm going to use him. And here I am, beloved. Don't waste your time and don't waste my time. 2 years I sit under a pastor, gain everything and gain all to study the Bible. 2 years. And I go on my own 2 years with the Lord and the Holy Spirit and my Bible. God no one to call. Every time I have a question, I call on Jesus. Lord, help me. Are you like that? Do you trust in God like that? Confidence in Jesus. We must have a relationship like when you pick up the phone and call your sister, you call your brother. Talk to him. If I have a challenge and say, we're going to see everybody on this prayer line. We're going to challenge you and you're going to sit down in our chair. Everybody's going to sit down and you're going to show us how to talk to God. You may be saying, I don't know how to talk to God. We're shy. How can you shy of talking to Jesus? How can you not know what to say unto him? That means you don't know him. Because when you have a friend, you know how to call your friend and start a conversation, right? And end that conversation. I'm giving you a practical step, beloved, so we can build our relationship with Jesus. Your whole alarm clock don't wake you up. Your skillful driving don't bring you from point A to point B. Angels that excel in strength may be in that car with you. Going before you and fighting demons and casting down demons and trampling those demons and then cops, all of these things that Satan is trying to set up for you and I. And you think you're driving all these years. You never get pulled over. You never get a ticket. When your police pull you over, you don't even know. You're not knowing that's maybe an angel. You're not found of a police warning you. That's what the Bible says. A lot of us entertain angels unaware. Angels, beloved, visit my house. I have witnessed as my wife. See with my naked eye. What God showed me, beloved, you don't understand. What Sister White saw, beloved, what Moses saw, what Daniel saw. Why? Because they put all of their resource, Daniel's purpose in his heart to serve the Lord. Every man and woman will put all of their resource, all of their energy and strength. God said, if you seek me with all your heart, you will be found by me. You don't know him. You never see these things. God said in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 3, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things. Beloved,
when my wife and I, we were looking for country property, beloved. We were looking for a land, making trips. We don't even have a dime. People telling this price, and I was even talking to myself. I wonder if I'm crazy. But I said, beloved, I have to go back to myself and say, it is faith. I said, Lord, I believe. And by acting of faith, beloved, do you know that faith is blind? The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Even though you believe or you're making the steps, you don't know what's going to happen. How God going to provide for you? Is God going to provide? When are you going to provide? You don't know if you go on this trip or whatever, if God going to come through. And sometimes you go on this trip and God don't come through. Why? God is trying to teach you a lesson. My time and your time is not the same time. You must wait for me, and you call me Lord and Daddy. Well, I'm your parent. Parent, you must wait on me. We are like a microwave Christian. You know, when you go to the microwave, 30 seconds, food hot up. Lord, I need a 30-second prayer, a 30-second prayer and deliverance. Hear me, Lord. But when we go on the drugs medication, they say 6 months before you have a release. And we are told that drugs medication don't bring relief. And some of us, we don't even want to take the natural remedies because it don't work. We don't believe in the medical missionary because you don't have a paper beside your name. Drug medication don't bring healing, beloved. But God method alone. It is time, Advent Light, for us to trust God. It is time. We are wasting our time when we say we believe. Everything I pray for, God bless me. He answered my prayer. Why? Because I'm praying with faith. Parents, when you have your children and you tell them that I'm coming back, I'm carrying ice cream. Do you know that child believes, waiting for the ice cream? You tell them, okay, Wednesday. And that child knows that today is Wednesday. Mommy, daddy is going to carry ice cream. How is it that when we pray and we ask God for things, why we don't have this attitude? If God say I'm gonna provide a way, I'm gonna give you a house. Well, I don't know if God will. I don't know if that vice was bad. One moment I believe, and you start telling your friend, you know, I hear God told me. But one moment you call another person, I don't know if God gonna give me this. Doubting God. Do you know that doubt block your blessing? I'm talking to somebody. I want to continue the message, but thoughts come to my mind, distracting me. But God wants to go to the heart. Advent Light, it is time, people of God. We say we want to see Jesus' second coming, and you don't have the faith to go through difficulties. We don't have the faith, rather, to go through the time of trouble. Do you know what it means? For all earthly support cut off. You and I don't understand that, beloved. You and I have access. You ain't going to have no phone. That house that you're living in, you're going to lose it, whether it be in the city. I hope you're not in the city. Even the country home that God gave unto us, you still got to let it. By that time, we develop the character that is needed so we can run all over the place. We're not weary because some of us are only going to be gone down. Going to jail, and they're going to say, we can't deny your faith. Are you Seventh-day Adventist? Do you believe in the Sabbath? Yes. They're going to say no. We are told that many will not keep the Sabbath because of food and clothing. The time is coming, beloved. We need a faith that can endure hunger. Do you know that God's going to allow some of us to go if we are in the time of trouble, or 2 days you don't eat, no water, you're just running up and down, you're weak. They're going to say, I'm going to turn back. I'm going to recant. I'm just going to give in. God understands. We trust our job more than how we trust God. Because when we go to the physical job, we know they're going to pay us. And let them don't pay us. Some of us, we're being held in the job. And the supervisor and the company. Some of us know to do the typing and write up letters and send out letters and try to do a lot to get some money. But let us be in trouble. We start being pity for ourselves. We ain't sending up no email. Let them knees hurt, beloved. Time for us to go before Christ and get to know him. If you want to know somebody, you're going to spend time with them. Know what they like or they don't like. Do you know that sometimes when you talk to God, you don't speak? Or sometimes he wants you to be quiet and don't say anything and listen. It's just like you. You are not. Sometimes you don't want to be bothered, right? God is not like that, though. You have this time when you want to speak, and this time you don't want to speak. Why you do that? Jeremiah said, read Jeremiah. If you understand Jeremiah, Jeremiah said, one moment, God, when I pray, God, shut out my prayer. But, beloved, Jesus Christ is coming back, and he loves us, and he cares for all of us. Let us get to know our God, our Lord and Savior, who died on Calvary Cross for us. Next week, by God's grace, we will come back on the man in the mirror. Don't know if God may change it and give me something else. But keep me in prayer, beloved. And let us continue to pray for each other. But it is not enough for me to pray for you and you're not praying for yourself. Amen? Let us pray. Father in heaven, you have spoken to your people, spoken to myself as well. Oh Lord, I want to take heed to everything that I said unto your people, lest myself be a cast away. Your people need you, O God. Some are so weary. They want to give in, they want to give up. But Lord, help us to remember that our faith to be tested, have to be tried, and to see if we really trust in you, if we really love you. And Lord, help our unbelief. Help us all, because our flesh is weak. We are nothing, O God. We fall like water before your presence. We melt away. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Mark them to increase their faith. Give them that longing and desire to read upon your word like never before. Let them ask you for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you want to impart to them, and to empower them with the anointing of the Holy Spirit like never before. As we're about to depart from each other's presence, we pray that your presence will not depart from us. And I pray that my brothers and sisters, when they go to bed, Lord, they will wake up fresh in the morning to take on the holy Sabbath day after us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Thank Brother Ricardo for that timely message. And you know what? We're still on the line. I'm going to ask, my dear beloved, if you are on the line and you are impressed, the Lord had touched you, you know, something you did not understand from the message or some query, comment, I am asking what you got from the message, my dear beloved, and how, you know, we have to, all of us have to ask the Lord for such a change of heart. You know, you can take off yourself and press number one. The message, just a topic what Brother Ricardo had presented tonight, you know, because, my dear beloved, I was moving. You know, the Lord saw the wickedness on the earth and he grieved him. And just as it grieved the Lord, right, at that time, we saw what is happening on the earth, you know, and it grieved our heart. So can you press one and I will open the line if you have a comment or a query to Brother Ricardo, you know, and I just want to thank everyone tonight who joined us and let us take this thing very serious, my dear beloved. Jesus is coming soon, and we all have to be ready to meet him. All right, anyone would like to have a comment or query? Don't be shy. We are all on the line learning. All right. Well, we just want to thank everyone, my dear beloved, for coming and joining this blessed Sabbath the evening and night. And we just wish you all a blessed Sabbath. And you know what? Just be faithful and continue to study God's word. And thank you, Brother Ricardo, for that presentation. And we will just offer another word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come to you once more, giving you thanks, Lord, for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be on each and every one of us here tonight with the word that was spoken, Lord Jesus. It's a message, and it is your word, Lord. And we just ask you to help us, Lord. Forgive us, Father, where we go wrong, and allow us, dear Lord, that we will be obedient, willing servant, Lord, to take your message and take it very serious first with our lives. So we ask you to forgive us and help us to be faithful. We pray, bless us, that we have a good night again. Thank you for the message and also the messenger that present the message. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, I will sing the favorite song here.